Well, wonderful Wednesday morning, church. It's great to share this time with you this morning. And today we're going to be in the second letter of Paul, that he wrote to the Corinthians, we'll be beginning in chapter 1. And for the next several days, we'll be reading the Apostle Paul's second letter, the church in Corinth, which was written during a difficult period in Paul's relationship with the Corinthian community. While some members of the church had made strong attacks against him, he expressed his deep longing for reconciliation. He begins this letter with a formal introduction that names him and Timothy as the ones sending the letter, and God's people in Corinth and Achaia as the ones receiving it. This greeting is followed by Paul's thanksgiving prayer to God for comfort in times of great suffering. From Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by God's will, and from our brother Timothy, to the church of God in Corinth, and to all God's people throughout Achaia, may God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the merciful Father, the God from whom all help comes. He helps us in all our troubles, so that we are able to help others who have all kinds of troubles, using the same help that we ourselves have received from God. Just as we have a share in Christ's many sufferings, so also through Christ we share in God's great help. If we suffer, it is for your help and salvation. If we are helped, then it is you too who are helped and given the strength to endure with patience the same sufferings that we now endure. So our hope in you is never shaken. We know that just as you share in our sufferings, we also share in the help we receive. We want to remind you, friends, of the trouble we had in the province of Asia. The burdens laid upon us were so great and so heavy that we gave up all hope of staying alive. We felt that the death sentence had been passed on us. But this happened so that we should rely not on ourselves, but only on God who raises the dead. From such terrible dangers of death he saved us, and he will save us, and we have placed our hope in him that he will save us again. As you help us by means of your prayers for us, so it will be that the many prayers for us will be answered, and God will bless us, and many will raise their voices to him in thanksgiving for us. All right, today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. He helps us in all our troubles so that we are able to help others who have all kinds of troubles, using the same help that we ourselves have received from God. And so, you know, in this passage of scripture, Paul it was written to the, you know, Asia, which was a Roman province in the southwest part of what is now Turkey. Paul doesn't explain what kind of suffering he experienced in Ephesus, but it probably included the threat of death. And the passage in Acts chapter 19, verse 21 describes an uproar that occurred while Paul was in Ephesus. And this passage of scripture helps us to concentrate on what we perceive to be God's presence in our lives while we are going through great suffering. In what ways did God help us in our troubles? Something to think about. Let us pray. Loving God, whenever and wherever your people suffer, you suffer with them. Empower your followers to aid and bring comfort to those who are suffering. Open my eyes and heart this day to see those in need. May your love and justice reign throughout the world. Amen. Well, tomorrow we'll be in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 12 through 24, where the Apostle Paul tells the Corinthians of the change in his travel plans. So God bless you. Have a wonderful Wednesday, and we will see you all tomorrow.